Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Time now to take a look at company results, and this time from a leading real estate investment trust. Typically, they have a large number of retail centers within South Africa, especially if you take a look at our township market, but even within the Randburg Square shopping center. Now, they also have assets within parts of Europe, specifically when it comes to Spain and Portugal. And tonight, we give you some perspective on the results from Vukile Property Fund, delivering a sterling set of numbers for the first 6 months of their financial year and ultimately outperforming guidance. So much so that their half-year dividend per share is up by 9%, increasing its guidance for the 2026 fiscal. To tell us more, we're joined by the man at the helm, CEO of Vukile Property, Lawrence Rapp. Always a pleasure to speak to you, Mr. Rapp, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gogo. Thanks for having me on the show.
It sounds like a phenomenal time for you and your leadership team, given the operational shifts you've participated in, but also just the buoyancy in the market conditions. But talk us through some of the highlights that you and your team are proud of.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you're saying, it's right. I think, you know, we're getting the dual benefits now of having a very clear strategy, a strong operating platform. And the real pleasant change is now having some tailwinds instead of headwinds. So, you know, bringing that strength into a better macro environment is really beneficial. I would say, you know, for me, that the real highlights in the last 6 months has been the strong operational trading performance. South Africa grew like-for-like net operating income by 10%. And our Spanish business grew like-for-like net operating income by 8.7%. Both of those are phenomenal numbers and well ahead of inflation in the respective markets. So providing, you know, real inflation-beating growth for our shareholders.
Definitely. Maybe let's zone into what's happening abroad, as that is essentially where the bulk of your profits do come from. If I'm not mistaken, 60% of your revenue is essentially generated from markets in Spain and Portugal. What's happening in the dynamic there? Is this on the back of improved market conditions? And maybe you can give us some insight into your tenant mix and how that's also worked to your level of success.
Sure. So I think, look, we're seeing, again, a combination of two things. One is, you know, I believe we've bought well. We've bought some very good assets. They're assets that are generally dominant in their catchment areas. They're trading well. But the macroeconomic picture in both Spain and Portugal has improved dramatically. So those are really the two powerhouses of European growth at the moment. And I think really driven by a much stronger consumer environment. So, for example, you're seeing unemployment dropping in both markets. You're seeing real wage growth. You're seeing significant tourism. And what we are really excited about is when you look at the savings rates in both markets, they're well ahead of long-term averages, which means that the consumer has got backup spending power. You know, so at some point that excess savings may find its way into consumption as well. So what it tells us is that the growth in those markets, which are really being driven by consumerism, has got sustainability to it. And obviously that tells a very positive story and read through into, you know, retail shopping centers. Mm-hmm. So the macro picture is looking really good. But both markets are characterized by, I'm going to say, limited supply. Mm-hmm. You know, the centers that are there. It's unlikely you're going to see new centers built in any of our competing areas. And that means that, you know, tenants have to be trading from our centers. We have good centers that trade well. And I think that allows us to get rental growth coming through.
Caught you on that one. What's also really intriguing to see within your numbers is an upgrade that's also taken place on Castellina, if I'm not mistaken, in the bond market. GCR upgrading Vukile's credit rating to AA+ with a stable outlook. Fitch also has you on a stable credit outlook at BBB, if I'm not mistaken. Talk to us as to what this means in terms of further capital raising initiatives that you might have planned for the organization.
Well, I think in South Africa, in terms of debt capital markets, you know, the AA+ rating, I think feeds through into the tremendous demand we've seen when we issue bonds. We've been a repeat issuer for a number of years. We've got tremendous support from the investment community. And our most recent capital raise in the last 6 months, you know, was at record low margins. So we are delighted with the support that we're getting. From a Castellana point of view, at BBB, we are investment grade. We currently are not yet active in the debt capital markets in Europe,
mm-hmm.
but it's something that we are eyeing. We have seen yields starting to compress, which means that debt capital markets may now start providing cheaper funding than bank markets. So it's something that takes, you know, a number of months of prep to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But we are currently, you know, looking at that. We're doing the work so that if there is a window to go to the debt capital markets for Castellana, we would be open to considering that.
Got you. Okay. So that certainly would take a level of some time. Coming closer to home, though, South Africa has been a very interesting retail space. You've got the likes of Daveyton Mall, East Rand, and if I'm not mistaken, Randburg Square, and also participating in a new acquisition as well in Chatsworth, where some South Africans might be familiar with your shopping centres there. Maybe let's talk about the dynamics regarding the retail environment locally, and then from there, take a look at further expansion that you've been witnessing too.
Sure. Look, we're seeing good trade in our markets. You know, we've had consistently good results over the last few years, and I'd say that this set is probably the strongest when we look at sort of core trading metrics. So like for like, trading density growth of 5.4%. Our core assets in township and rural markets grew by 5.9%.
Mm.
So we certainly are seeing a consumer that is spending. One does hear mixed reports coming out of the retailers. Some have produced, you know, some results that maybe haven't been so strong. But in our portfolio, all the listed clothing retailers have shown real growth in their stores in our centres. And I think what that shows is that you've got to be able to dig down into the detail. You know, looking at a macro level is one issue, but at the detail level, when you have a shopping center that is dominant, that is well managed, that is driving strong promotional activity, which is what we do, and that's our key focus, that benefits the tenants in our centers.
Mm.
And I think that just makes for a stronger proposition for tenants to want to be in a Vukile center, because they know that we are there to drive top line growth as well through our promotional activity, etc. We've just run a phenomenal promotion with the legendary Dr. Kamala. Every center that we've run it in has seen footfall growth of over 20% relative to the same day in the prior year. And I think that is sort of just testament to the kind of work that we do of trying to understand the communities we operate in and what to bring as points of affinity for the community to drive that footfall. But it's a great example of how we can drive footfall through promotional activity. That's great for our tenants, and they trade well in our centers.
And that's a part of the dynamic that we head into, especially during this time of the year. I'm keen to tie this into your tenant mix. And one can't ignore the growth and resilience and even the transformation that's been taking place from pick and pay to boxer stores. ShopRite also becoming very competitive. I guess when it comes to the main grocers as well as the pharmaceutical outlets or pharma retailers, what dynamics are you seeing there? And does this also speak to the needs of the consumer you serve within your retail space?
Yeah. Look, I think we're seeing tremendous growth and demand from all of them. I think people know that they've got to keep growing.
Mm.
So, you know, if you look at the grocery market, you know, you've mentioned, you know, you've got some of the big names that are there. Of course, what we think is a very exciting development for shoppers, for landlords, for the consumer is Walmart and their rollout and what they plan to do. So that adds another very powerful competitor looking for space. And then on the pharma side, you know, you've got Disco and Clicks, who are two phenomenal retailers, looking to grow, looking to maybe look, you know, experiment on some smaller store formats and going into markets that they previously weren't in. And that's very much where we are. So that's been a big driver for us in terms of space and take up. And they really are great retailers and great, great partners.
Mm.
So it's been excellent.
Got you. I am quite keen as well just to take a look at the evolution of the property space, right? Coming out of the pandemic, Mr. Rep, nobody liked being in a REIT or owning a REIT or operating within the property space because of the lockdown. But you've also been at Vukile Properties for well over a decade. So I'm quite keen, you know, as you share your reflections as a leader regarding where we are right now, post the pandemic 5 years on, but also the bumper year that South Africa has experienced, interest rate cuts, positivity coming out of the grey listing from FATF, and also seeing a level of alignment in terms of our fiscal consolidation. And as you've mentioned, just the buoyancy within the consumer spending environment.
Well, you know, as I said earlier, you know, for the last number of years, it's been one headwind after the next. You know, it was COVID, it was riots, it was recession, it was global wars, it was higher interest rates, okay? And now we're seeing those turn into tailwinds, and that is a great place to be. But my key takeaway from this is for investors to understand how resilient and how strong our business model is. For retail REITs to have got through COVID, the July riots, and all the things I've just mentioned, and not only still be around but be growing, shows you the quality of our business model and what we can do. So if you take a business that can survive and thrive through the difficult time, when you do start getting some tailwinds, you should really get some supercharged growth coming through.
Yeah.
And I think this year we've shown that with a 9% growth. That's what we're forecasting for the year, and hopefully that can continue going forward.
Looking forward to it, Mr. Rapp, and can't wait to touch base with you then. I missed you at the Sunday Times Top 100, but congratulations on Vukile Properties making it to the top five companies.
Thank you very much. I was traveling looking for some deals, so our chairman stood in for me, but thank you. Very happy with the performance. And when I got back to the office, one of my colleagues said, look, you know, number five is nice, but next we want to see number one. So please, can you work harder? So hopefully we'll get there one day.
I think you've done incredibly well given your tenure at the company. But congratulations again on the earnings, on the performance of the share price, and of course, just a phenomenal outlook and continuing to search for deals. That's Lawrence Rapp, the CEO of Vukile Property Fund.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.